What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Day Marie.
It's the one and only Danielle.
It's the soulful sage himself, Soulful Shaw.
Soulful Shaw. That's what we're doing today. Shaw. All right. So.
All right, bet. Soulful Shaw.
That's what we're doing. So this episode is all about music and poetry, man. I think a lot of people don't realize, like, poetry comes in so many different forms, and music is one of them. And so that's what we'll be touching on in this segment, just kind of different excerpts that we have found and different inspirations for this topic. And so we have a treat for you all today, though. And that is, you know how we do our spotlight poems. The Soulful Shaw, as he calls himself, will be doing a spotlight poem today. Before we get into the topics or anything of that nature. So just wanted to give y'all a summary of what we're doing today.
Yeah, and two quick announcements. Just wanted to remind you all for our spotlight poetry. You are able to be included in our episodes by submitting either two short poems or one long poem. And you must submit these poems to our DM on our Instagram, Spoken Soul Pod, or email us at SpokenSoulPod@gmail.com. Second announcement, just want to reiterate the fact that we are now officially a podcast that is releasing every other Monday. So yeah, those are the two announcements.
That's it. So with that being said, thank you, Miss Danielle, for those announcements.
Of course.
Soulful Shaw, would you take it away with your spotlight poem?
I sure can. Okay, y'all, what's up? So this one I've had, this is actually the first time me recording it and doing it in public at a lot of things that I've performed. And I've had this written and worked on now for, I would say, almost a couple of years. I think I wrote it back, I was still in college at the time, I think maybe my second year or so. So that was like, wow, 2017, 2018. And here we are now, still always editing it, adding on, taking pieces away, and it's going to be debuted. And this is actually, it's more of a poem actually than a rap, so I said this will actually fit. here it comes. Let's get it. I'm not a saint, but I got that spiritual power flowing in me, calling fire down for the others that can't. Headed toward the west through the shaded lens, so I must be Eli. But then I head east to go forward in time, toward the rising sun. And with that light, my powers are reawakened, understanding the battle that I have won. Circled my enemy three times before their mighty walls gave away. Now Jericho even understand this way. New tactics, new weapons, new mindset. My third eye has given your weaknesses away. Fighting until the moon fades to signal the new day. Daywalker must be blade. Watch the snipes bring out the shades. The sun shining too bright, so don't stare but turn away. Watch the glow found in the glades and let the scent just lead the way. While your own senses leaven the pain. J Electronica showed me the time of infinity. Times of the divinity, mystics, and religion. Binding into one, making a force of power to look upon. Lost in the drink of Dionysus, acting wild like Bacchus, stuck in the time where trunks watch the androids become righteous. Running from the gangs that become violent, red, blue, which one I wear is purple, okay? By joining both, I instead gathered both hate. I'm hoping to see Hercules for him to lend us more strength while I sharpen my sword and wait for the proclaimed seven. Songs of Solomon helped me sing those psalms of love, so I could think of a proverb for about every day. People come at the right time, but it's still not the right season. Salt and pepper would do the trick, but it divides us at the reason. Black and white is what's always discussed, but instead of red, it is now watched all over. The revolution won't be televised. I'd like to add an asterisk there and say it will not be televised on Fox, but will be shown everywhere. They got us looking out for this garden full of snakes. But last time I checked, it was the fruit that got us cast away. So there's too many chances to take. We should be watching, because even though Splenda is sweet, it's still just as fake. Weeds sprouting up, taking the space of every flower that we clip away. People come asking me why have I changed. I stop, look at them, and ask why they stayed the same. They got control of all your palms, making you read psalms, while changing all your lines to what they like. Preaching on the Monday in my best Easter Sunday suit. I've been preaching on the mound since I was 5, and I won't stop. Go and hate, I dare ya. But these flows will never flop or flip like your white friends when they see the cops. This potential has been growing, getting stronger by the minute. So I etch and sketch my way into the stone that I've been given. Finding a masterpiece when they only gave me gravel, and heat it till it unravels and becomes a diamond that was shown in the gallery of the world gems, while I get stronger in gold's gem so I can bear the weight of my family and friends. Finally, a hero has came that we need, because Shaft and Black Dynamite have fell to their knees. Is the priest here? Because I have a confession. Or is the Lord here? Now teaching me a new lesson, teaching me my wrongs from my right, my darks from the lights, adding a new binary in my life. Thank y'all.
Hey,
okay.
Right. I don't know if you can hear us snapping, but we snapping.
I'm snapping. I am snapping.
Okay, all right. That was dope. I could definitely see how that could be turned into a rap, though. Like, I heard certain stuff and I was like, yo, if there was a beat behind this, this could be a really dope rap. So I definitely could hear the melodic and rhythmic flow. Okay, melodic and rhythmic, sorry.
Okay. But big words, we see you.
The dictionary is back in the podcast.
The sciences okay. are out.
Period. But yeah, no, I could definitely see that. But y'all got any questions for the poem? I don't want to dive right in. I just kind of want us to...
Well, before I mention any questions that I have, I just want to say, like, I felt like I was listening to... Obviously, I was listening to you. But yeah, I really felt like I was being put on a journey between, like, all the thoughts that you had as like an individual and the things that you saw in the world that might not be things that you necessarily approve of or think that is right, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, you're going on this journey with yourself, and we can definitely see, once again, the rhythm and the rhyme, definitely see that. But also a lot of like the a lot of the I can't say the word. A lot of the philosophical.
There we go.
Yes, a lot of that, and a lot of like religious symbolism and stuff like that. So like the symbolism that you put in that poem, like, that was good. That was definitely good. I would want to hear it again, to be honest.
Yeah, I would like to actually read it, because I read poetry. I don't really listen to poetry a lot. So for me to actually like dissect it the way that I need to dissect it, I would love to read that just to catch all the things that I probably missed. But I do want to point out the fact that I don't know if y'all caught this shade or not, but this man said won't be televised on Fox, okay?
Fox. Yeah,
because we all know what that means. That's all I'm gonna say, okay?
Shout out to Channel 4.
Not Channel 4, but no, seriously.
Yeah.
What? Okay, so you said you wrote that poem while you were still in college. Was there something specifically that sparked the poem?
I think like it was the first time in a while that I was like, you know what, let me get back into writing, because this was still like I was still heavy, and like I was like, okay, let me just do freestyles. We're doing Freestyle Fridays all the time, and then I was like doing spoken word like freestyles on stage. To be like, "Oh, you got a poem?" I'm like, "I do now," and I just go up and say it. And then this kind of inspired me. I was like, you know, like I consider myself like a wordsmith or like a poem or rapper in itself, so I should also be able to write well. And earlier, I think a year ago before that, I was writing with this other dude who then actually went to this music program sponsored by Sony. So he like started learning from like Pharrell and T-Pain. So I was getting some good like lessons from him. So I said, you know, let me start putting this to work. So I started writing this and like I wanted it to be like deep. I was like, you know, let me put my philosophy in there. Let me put what other deeper references. People always love Greek references. Let me throw some Greek in there, some Roman, some whatever else I was feeling at the time to really kind of like produce a work of art that I was like, wow, like I respect this. Because I have a lot of other writings and I'm like, ugh, these ain't that good. Like, bro, there's a reason I freestyle. But I was like, you know what? Let me actually sit down and get better at this part of the craft because it will be important.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm still laughing because he said, "Ugh."
We all can relate to that. Looking back on certain poems,
like, That's a fact. The very first poem that we did on this podcast, the Slave to Society one that I recited. That's how I felt about that. I literally rewrote it before we recited it on the podcast, so I definitely understand where you coming from.
Yeah.
Nah, but that was dope. I appreciate you sharing that with us and, you know, with the pod squad. But yeah, definitely
the Soulful Squad. Soulful.
Hey, there it is.
We're working on the names, don't worry. There's a lot in the hat. We just be pulling them.
Look, for our listeners, what do y'all want to be called? Put that in our DMs or something. Let us know what you think we should be called or what y'all should be called.
Yes. Because we are a community. I just want to reiterate that. We are a community. Yes. You all can talk to us. Yes. Feel free. Like, DM us. If y'all, like, want to be called the Soulful Squad, which you should. That's my idea. Let us know.
The Soul Pod. The Soulies.
The
whatever
Soul
you
Pod.
Want.
You know,
the Soulies.
I don't know what
I'm just throwing things out there. You never know. The Soul Spices, whatever you need.
The Soul Spice. Look, just put it in. Look, maybe one of us will put a poll onto our story and y'all can pick from there once we brainstorm. But also, be sure to send us feedback. If you liked Soulful Shaw's poem today, let us know. If you liked this episode, let us know. Give us your feedback. We want to hear from you. Anything else before we cut to commercial break, y'all?
No, just make sure you drop that poem in the chat. B. Shaw. Okay. Soulful Shaw. Okay. I need to read that.
I got y'all. Period.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. So stay put.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. It's the Soulful Sage here, and I'm here to tell y'all a little secret of how we make amazing podcasts. We use something called Anchor. It's free, has all the tools such as editing, adding libraries of all types of sound effects and so much more, and it distributes the podcast to all our favorite places such as Apple and Spotify. It's literally a one-stop shop for podcast creation. So all I'm about to say is y'all need to go download this app or go to anchor.fm and get started just like us. Peace out. See y'all on the podcast.
Welcome back. So, with me being the musical poem artist, sage, magician that I am, it just seems fitting that I'm going to talk about this next topic for the day that I'm about to introduce to us. So, our main discussion point is actually music versus poetry. What's the line? Where's the difference? And how can you even decipher between the two and many different things like that? So before we go on, we have two pieces that we want everyone to hear to kind of like show what really sparked this interest in this conversation. And we're going to debate both of them and dissect them from there and then go into the rest of what we're talking about. The first piece is a poem by Gwendolyn Brooks called We Real Cool. Might have heard it. It's pretty famous and popular. And the piece following right after that is a song by the one and only Mick Jenkins, actually remixing that poem, called Gwendolyn's Apprehension. So I'm about to play those both of y'all now, and this will just help us kind of prime and hook in our discussion. So here we go.
Fragrant month that everybody loves. This poem has been banned here and there because of the word jazz, which some people have considered a sexual reference. That was not my intention, though I have no objection if it helps anybody. But I was thinking of music. The pool players, seven at the Golden Shovel. We real cool, we left school, we lurk late, we strike straight, we sing sin, we engine, we jazz June, we die soon. I'm going to read you three more poems.
School, we learn lay, we sing, sing, we jazz, join, we die soon, we die soon, we die soon. With your cool ass, with your cool ass, real cool, with your cool ass, with your cool ass, die soon, we real cool, we left school, we learn lay, we sing, sing, we jazz, join, we die soon, we die soon, we die soon. With your cool ass, quick fast, plus one, that's quick math. Quick sand, sing slow for some quick cash. Quit that, got a better chance with Bitcoin. Big banks.
Y'all just heard the pieces. Everyone's on the same page. What we thinking? What we notice between the two? And how can we even choose, oh, that's poetry and that's not? Or are they both? Yeah. What y'all think?
Yeah, I'll dive right in and say I absolutely think both are poetry, and here's why. So even though, and I'm not just saying this because he used Gwendolyn Brooks' poem, but just because the rhythm, the flow, how he did it, how he put it together, the words he used, the symbolism, the metaphors, the similes, all the figurative language and all that stuff that you use in poetry, I feel that he also used in his song as well. And I feel like a lot of rap in general kind of borders on the line of poetry, just depending on how you view it, if that makes sense. So I definitely think both are poetry. I like the way he remixed it, and I actually like the way Gwendolyn Brooks said her own poem, because I did not recite it that way when I first read it. So I think that was dope, but they're definitely both poetry in my opinion.
Yeah, I definitely can agree with that. I think looking in the more historical standpoint, like how poetry started off, it was very like oral, and it was accompanied by music. So like thousands of years ago, like in like Greek society, when they started doing
you read the same
throat.
Article what you mean I was about to say the same thing.
No, I learned this in school.
My bad.
She said, take it back.
Take it back. Liar.
No. No, but like with Greek civilizations and whatnot, when they like, they wanted to talk about like the events that were going on. They would like use poems, but then they would accompany that with like the lyre, which is like similar to like, I guess the harp, like it's kind of similar to it, just smaller.
Yeah.
So then they would do that. They would say like, they would talk about like, I guess like how civilization fell, or like how they won a battle or a war, or how there's a new king or something like that. So yeah, I feel like when you add music to something that already has elements of poetry, that doesn't make it not poetry. It's just like another form of poetry where there's just music added to it. Like there's another element where you have like rhythm.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, and I think for me, like, you already took my good point, so I'm just gonna change it up. I was like, yeah,
plagiarism.
The originals, the Greeks. But now I think this kind of goes into what I define as music versus what I define as poetry, and I think it all depends on where the focus is. And this kind of, maybe this will like take us in like the whole broader discussion as well. But I think like music is music when it focuses on the instrumentalization of the song. And that's kind of the biggest difference. Because like you can have a song and have no words, like just straight instruments, and then boom, that's music. But that's not really music without instruments or any type of accompanying musical sound. Like even if it's just words, it's not really considered music no more. Now it's like, oh, it's spoken word. Oh, he's speaking. Like, oh, it's like not acoustic. What's the one where they like have no instruments, but like the rest of the song has instruments? So that's why it's a song and it's music. While even though they called old poetry songs as well, the main focus now, like transformed, is mainly on the lyric side. So if all your focus is on the lyrics and the instruments are like second, not first, then I consider that poetry.
That makes sense. And honestly, to your point, when you look at the different genres or the different types of poetry, music is actually one of the genres when you look into like the history of poetry and the different types, like haiku, iambic pentameter, music falls under that. But that's why people say poetry is music, but music isn't poetry, because music can literally be just instrumentals. That's not a poem, that's an instrumental. So music is definitely a genre of poetry, if you didn't know that. I actually watched a YouTube video on it teach my middle school kids on
educated.
I had to teach my middle school kids. I had to let them learn how to express themselves and show them different, you know, ways you could do that. And because they thought poetry is boring at first, and so I had to show them like, no, it doesn't have to be boring. You listen to it every day. If you listen to rap, if you listen to any kind of R&B, you're listening to poetry incoherently and unconsciously without knowing it, but you like that, so there it is.
I really like that you mentioned haikus and like different genres of poetry other than the ones that are like American, because also like I learned this from my own research. I didn't learn this in school, but even like the oldest Chinese poetry, those were like a collection of songs. Like those were songs. So that's why I just in my head, when I think of music, like I really think like of poetry. So that's why I would say I do agree with music being poetry, and I feel like we all have came to an agreement with that.
Sure. And I could definitely give y'all some other examples. Like while we were preparing for this this show, this episode, I listen to music every day because music is life. I don't care what nobody say, but music is life. And so I was listening to I was actually not just listening, but there's this artist or producer, I don't know what he calls himself, but Michael Corte, he like finds all these artists and puts them together and makes this really elaborate collaboration and mashup. And so he did one with Drake and Dreamgirls. I said, okay, this is
that's like what DJ Khaled used to do. Okay,
but. Exactly. So he put it in a video. Like, it's epic. Y'all, if y'all don't know this man, look up Michael Corte on Instagram or YouTube. But he put it together. But I say that to say, because when he used Drake's lyrics, he used it in poetry form. He did not put music behind it at first. It was just the artist that he chose, and they would recite Drake's words in a spoken word form. And that's when I was like, oh snap, Drake is a poet.
Drake? Drake?
So one of the ones that stood out to me, if y'all know the song Shot For Me, he literally says at the end, he's just talking, but there's music behind him. Right. And he says, may your neighbors respect you, trouble neglect you, angels protect you, and heaven accept you. Is that not a poem?
Everyone's like, okay. That's a good Dollar General line. No, I'm kidding. No, he's a
Dollar General.
No, I'm kidding.
Listen.
No, but it does, like, if when you said that, I really did think about how whenever I hear that part, it does sound really, really, really poetic. Like, yeah, it does. Yeah. Like,
that sounds
like a nice little stanza. Like,
yeah.
Come on. True. Like, obviously, some people think that Drake is trash as a rapper or whatever, and then there's some people that love him, like Day Marie. But okay. You know, I'm not gonna knock him for that. Like, he does have parts where he just does like a little spoken part in his song, and sounds poetic. That just reminds me of how, like, there's a couple songs, I believe, by Wale where he does, like, a spoken word interlude in his songs.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's Wale.
He said that's Wale, though. That's not Drake.
Okay, listen, you ain't have to say that.
That's not shade. That's like not that. Shade. I'll just say, that's what Wale do. That's what Wale does.
That's what Wale do. He need to get more credit for it. But, because I feel like incorporating like interludes of spoken word, that is fire, and not a lot of people do it. I know even her, like a lot of people know her for doing that too. So I mean, I just think it's fire. It's really interesting, and it just brings a little bit extra to the poem, to the song.
Yeah.
To the song.
Okay. And I think, like, one other thing, I think it's up to the artist at that point. So since, like, music, since we are putting music as a genre of poetry, not even we, like, Dame Ray even said, like, that's actually a real section. I didn't know that. But since it is, like, a whole section, I guess it's up to the artist at that point to say, like, oh, yeah, this is also poetry. It's also poetic. I don't see...
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of somebody. I don't know if Katy Perry is going to be like, oh, yeah, this is poetry. I think she might do on some of her songs.
Listen.
I was just thinking of the first person that came up. I was like, Katy Perry might be like, some of this poetry, some of it's not. And that's a valid take. I'm like, technically, you're right.
Yeah.
While, like, I don't know, someone else might not. Like, I don't know if Lil Wayne's ever going to be like, this is poetry. He don't seem like,
well,
sometimes.
That's true. But because you bring that up, sorry to interrupt you, but you make a valid point, and I want to go back to an episode where we talked about how poetry is feelings. So if that's the case, if every artist expresses their feelings through song, would that not be poetry?
I mean, it would. That's true. Technically, yes, it would be. Yes, it is.
Well,
but they have to want to. They have to, like, claim it, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So that was a really good point.
Okay.
So I would say that people would definitely, I think people kind of gear towards saying like rappers and hip hop artists are poets due to the fact of how they present their songs and they present their lyrics. Like, it kind of just reminds you of like kind of like spoken word a little bit more than I guess like the pop songs do, like the like different genres, and like even rock music, they definitely like show their feelings like in those songs. But also, like Boston said, like if they don't claim it, then it's kind of just like, I'm not going to force that and say, oh yeah, you're a poet, because maybe in their head they don't, maybe to them they just want to be viewed as a songwriter, or they want to be viewed as a singer. So they want to be able to distinguish the two genres in the way that they don't feel as if you're limiting them to just being a poet and kind of making them feel a little bit inferior by saying like, mm-hmm. oh, this is poetry and you're a poet. Like,
yeah.
Like being a songwriter is not equal to being a poet. Like, no, you're a poet. So I think that's where that line has to be there. Like, yeah, I will say music is poetry, but I'm not going to say all rappers are poets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree with that.
No, I get that.
And
I get that.
I think it goes to the point we were making earlier when the first deciding where the emphasis is. So, like, since all feelings mm-hmm. can become poetry, but then are you putting your focus on the lyrics or the instrumentals to kind of help decipher songs from poetry as well? If you're like, all the efforts mainly in the music part and my lyrics come second, that's like, okay, bet. Then that's like kind of making, that's more musical, more song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a big difference. Because like when you said rock music, I said, oh yeah, like that technically, that can be poetry, but where's the emphasis at? Like a lot of rock bands, the emphasis is on the music. Yeah, not the lyrics. Yeah. But like whenever they if they want it to be the other way, that song, then it's like, oh, that was a poem. That was more music. That's a song. Like, and maybe we can start using that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fact. But at the end of the day, artists are artists. So I think that's how you kind of just, you know.
Artists are artists.
A songwriter is considered an artist. A poet is considered an artist. An artist, like an actual painter, is considered an artist. And that's, I think, how you can kind of alleviate feeling inferior or something, because poetry is not easy. So I don't know why anybody would feel, you know, dissed by
it's
that.
It's the vibe. It's the vibe it gives. Sometimes the vibe.
That's a fact. Yeah. That's a fact. But yeah, that's why I think artists as a whole just consider themselves artists. They don't really put themselves in categories. If you notice, like, some people might be like, oh yeah, I'm a trap music like, nobody says that. Like, I'm a trap artist. Like, nobody puts themselves in a box. And I think that's what I like about poetry too, is like, you're not in a box. Music, you're not in a box. You can literally do anything you want with both of them. With painting, you can do whatever you want, and all of it, music included, is up for interpretation. And so I think that's why I'm like, regardless of the genre, regardless of what it is, poetry is poetry, and that includes music regardless of whatever. And again, it's up for interpretation. So the artist might not be like, oh yeah, this was intended to be poetic, because 9 times out of 10 any musical artist isn't gonna say that. But the person listening to it could be like, oh snap, this is a real poetic flow. So mm-hmm. I think it also depends on the listener, not just, you know, the artist's intent as well.
I'm sorry, I'm just still a little bit weak over that. I'm a trap artist. Because no, I actually feel like there are a couple rappers that will say, yeah, I'm a trap artist.
Yeah, this new generation, so different.
I do trap music. So, but yeah, I think really, just to like summarize the rest of my thoughts, I do feel like maybe they do feel offended by somebody just saying that they're a poet, because they might feel like, oh well, I'm doing more than that. Like, I'm you know, I'm playing around with the beats, like I'm doing more than maybe what a poet is doing by writing stuff down on a piece of paper. Which I will say, just because somebody's only writing something down on a piece of paper, like, that doesn't mean that they're not doing a lot. Like, it's still it's still a thought process.
That's why they get paid more. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ooh. Oh my goodness.
Just saying.
We real snappy this episode.
Guns ablaze.
I'm just saying, a lot of people don't know that songwriters get paid way more than the actual artist.
I mean, it's true.
That's fair. I mean, that is the
majority of the time. It's true.
Yeah.
You just don't. They just don't get as much credit. Like,
that's why Frank Ocean still
the
paid.
General public. Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's like, "Where's Frank Ocean at? Where's his songs?"
In all your songs,
you probably
living
heard
his
him.
Best life.
In all your other artists, that's where he at.
That's it. Okay. But that's a fact. Another movie though that y'all can, I don't know if y'all seen it, but Love Beats Rhymes. it kind of talks about this idea of how poetry can be rap, but rap isn't always poetry. There's this girl, she's a bomb freestyle rapper, right? It's Azealia Banks. It's the role is played by Azealia Banks.
Some people might not want to watch that.
It's okay.
She gets Jill hate Scott, a lot.
Jill Scott and Common are also in it. Common's Jill the Scott, the awesome. Yeah. Ooh. Jill Scott and Common.
I'm sorry.
The poet. Dang, I can't talk. And then Jill Scott is the teacher, and they're married. And so basically they're teaching how, you know, you can deviate from rap because Azealia Banks, who is the main character, she was so stuck in her box of rap that her teacher was like, yeah, this is good, but it's not poetry. So I think that will also kind of give listeners and readers and viewers a good idea of what we're talking about in this episode, because they literally break it down like, yo, I'm a rapper. I am not a poet. And Jill Scott's like, you are a poet. Like, you can be. Like, get out your comfort zone. And by the end of the movie, I was like, yo.
What's it called again? What's the movie called again?
It's called Love Beats Rhymes.
Oh, so like, okay, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it a... Yeah. What did I send you the other day? Yeah, I know I sent you some. What did I end up
saying? I think it was the same movie. Okay. It was the same movie. I just didn't get a chance to watch it, but I'll definitely check it out.
Great movie. The ending did it for me. It's great.
Speaking of Common, I'm sorry, I got excited like a couple minutes ago if anybody heard me say I squealed. I said, ooh. But I just want to plug a song for my girl Janae Aiko. Y'all should have known I was going to do this. There's a song that she has called Pretty Bird with Common in it. Oh my god, you gotta listen to it. Pretty Bird, Janae Aiko, and Common is in it. Whew, and it's just, it's beautiful. It's chef's pretty kiss bird. Like you chef's kiss. Listen to it.
Listen now, that song's gonna be stuck in my head because I love that song.
Yeah. And Common, like, I feel like he inserted a poem in the song, so that's why I'm plugging y'all in. Everybody listen to it.
Listen, I pulled it up on my phone just now. Like, what's up?
Yes, yes. I'm going to listen to it after this episode, actually.
Okay.
Same, same.
Listen, it'll help me get through this homework that I got to finish up. But yeah, so look that movie up. And also the songs that we've mentioned. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can definitely. And Boston, did you have a song or an example?
Nah, the Be Real Cool was my example. So I was like, hey, that's...
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. Because I know Jenkins. I cut you off earlier.
No, you good. Listen to Mick Jenkins. Drink more water.
Oh, last thing. Drink more water. Last thing that I wanted to say is to definitely look into Gwendolyn Brooks. She is really famous, like a really famous African-American writer. She is, I think, the first African American to get the Pulitzer Prize for her writing.
Really?
So, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Definitely look her up. You know, read her other works too, because I actually like a lot of her other poems. So, yeah. We plugged y'all with a lot of things to look into. And I think that's great because we won't have an episode next Monday. But we'll have one the Monday after that, and you guys just have like a lot of things that you can, you know, do in your spare time.
Right.
Exactly. Look up those songs. Look up We Real Cool, the poem. Listen to Mick Jenkins' remix.
There we go.
Shot for Me by Drake. Listen to Kehlani, Sweet Sexy Savage intro, which is the other poem example that I have. I have a video that I made based off of that poem, and it's just a really dope poem that people really kind of overlook, but it's literally the intro. It's like an interlude, but she just calls it Sweet Sexy Savage intro. And it's a great example of music and poetry, so look that up. Look up Wale, he's infamous for this. J. Cole even is infamous.
True. Kendrick Lamar, all them great people.
Kendrick Lamar, exactly. Even I think Black, I forget what song, but
Six-lack.
Okay, Six-lack. That's my man. But he even has some, but I can't remember the songs at the moment. But yeah, so look up all these artists, terrible. All these songs, her, Kehlani, Janae Aiko, Common, and don't forget that movie, Love Beats Rhymes. And always send us feedback. We would love to hear what you thought about the movie, what songs you have found that, you know, orchestrate this topic and things of that nature. But hope y'all enjoyed it. Yes. I enjoyed it.
Interact with us on Instagram. Well, that's kind of the primary way to talk with us until we make something else. But yeah, keep in touch. We got 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll see y'all soon.
All right. Bye, y'all. Thanks for tuning in to this episode.